Welcome back to Recovering From Everything, a podcast for everyone who's ever had anything happen to them ever. It's been a busy few weeks, my friends. Busy, busy, busy. I've launched a new program that I built called the Self-Control Solution for women who want to change their relationship with alcohol. It's a step-by-step online program with everything a woman needs to know and do to start changing her relationship with alcohol. This sounds very high level, so let me break down what that actually looks like. And if you are a woman who has had issues with alcohol, you know exactly what I mean. Let's go. So, a woman who wants to change her relationship with alcohol goes through a number of things. And these are specific things I think we have all done. Any woman who has wanted to or has successfully changed her relationship with alcohol, we've all been there. So here is not a complete list, but a thorough list nonetheless of what some of these women go through. She sends drunk texts and forgets about them. She is frequently anticipating the next drink, even if she's already holding a drink. She is a little bit checked out of her family life in that, yes, she's there and doing all the things, but mentally she's a little bit removed. She might have a short fuse or get irritated quickly by her spouse or her partner, her kids. She sleeps like shit and feels even worse in the morning. She has a perfect life on the outside, but you rarely see her without a drink in her hand. She's social and has labeled herself the fun one in her group or the life of the party. She sometimes wonders what effect all that alcohol is having on her body, especially the long-term effects. She does really embarrassing or obnoxious things, but makes excuses that the people around her can't hold a grudge because, well, sorry, I had so much to drink. Or she laughs it off and expects others to do the same. She is the woman with a secret Bailey's at a soccer game or wine in a Stanley Cup on Halloween. She has a drink in her hand at 3 p.m. or 5 p.m. and oopsie daisy, a bottle of wine is done. And now somehow it's two bottles. She's starting arguments or is extra sensitive, but loses all common sense and rationale when she's under the influence. She's sloppy, loud, inconsiderate when she's drinking. She pretends she's not as drunk as she actually is, but one look at the slow pace of her blinking is a giveaway that she is on another planet. It's someone else's birthday, but somehow she's the main event. She has a partner who enables the shit out of her and possibly has never considered looking a bit closer at her drinking patterns. Or she is a partner who has been observing and maybe they've had conversations about how sometimes things get out of hand. She truly has never considered actually quitting drinking because the thought of a reality without it makes her so stressed out. She considers cutting down here and there, but it's not like she really needs to because it's not like she needs a drink and she can go a few days without one. She has committed to dry January or sober October or whatever and gives in after a week or two. She is listening to this and probably wants me to shut the hell up. Okay, I'll stop there. So those are the women I've seen over the years, and that was absolutely me for the most part. I truly, truly never considered quitting drinking until literally the day I quit drinking. Wild, right? Like, I knew me and alcohol were like not great together, but also we were amazing together. But until the day that I was like, oh my God, I'm done, I had never truly committed to stopping. Not truly. But at the time that that thought popped into my head, it was the only thing that made sense. Like, it just made perfect sense. I had to stop drinking. So I've developed this program, right? And honestly, I am investing a fortune on advertising and back end like website stuff. And I'm getting a lot of emails and messages from women, and a bunch of women have booked calls already to see about enrolling in the program. One woman even reached out a couple weeks ago and just immediately was 100% committed and paid in full during our call. Love that for her. Love that for me. But from the last few weeks of working on this project, I've noticed that the majority of women break down even before we get to a call. They'll go from like a level 10 commitment to changing their drinking, and then suddenly it's like a zero. And I feel like I should publicly state this. Feeling super embarrassed and ashamed and guilty does not equal motivation to change. Now, obviously, I know this. I spent like 15 years drinking and feeling ashamed and embarrassed and secretive and like horrified at myself some days. And I didn't change a fucking thing. So I hear you, but hear me out. I've worked with probably thousands of women at this point. I've been in this industry for like 9 years, and I was super active in self-help groups prior to that and during that. So I feel like I know what I'm looking at. And for so many women, motivation to change is born out of desperation. And desperation is truly the worst feeling. Nothing outweighs desperation. It's the worst. Things have to get bad, like really bad. And things get really scary. Like one day you wake up all hungover and you realize you've had another night, like the nights you always have, but this time it's not cute or funny, and you are in actual danger of losing everything. In AA, they say alcohol is the great remover because it removes everything you care about in life. Sidebar, sometimes that also referred to my clothes, but that is a totally separate podcast. So let me tell you how the breakdown of motivation goes. Desperation has caused you to reach out to me in one way or another. Today is the day that you're just not feeling yourself anymore. You're sick of your own shit, whatever. I receive your request for help, and I say, great, this is what to do. Suddenly, a change is required of you. All the things that you've been juggling, I've now added something else into there. Something you've never seen before, something you've never done before, something you've never heard of before. So you are required to go into uncharted territory. You are required to take all your fucking baggage into uncharted territory. So in an instant, it hits you. Not drinking, admitting it's an issue to everyone by the simple image of you without a drink in your hand. Everything will be less fun. What will I do in the evening? What will my spouse and my friends and my family think? I'm not an alcoholic. Only alcoholics try to control their drinking. I can't handle this. I'll just cut down on my own. I'll read a book about it. I'll do yoga. I'll go to therapy. I'll read some inspirational quotes. I'll find Jesus. Oh, and also, I need to invest money into this. No way am I spending money on something I should just be able to do myself. Not that I have a problem or anything, but like, I can't justify working with a coach when I'm sure there are other people out there who are way worse at drinking than I am. Take my friend's husband, for example. He's the one who needs help, not me. You know? What so many women don't understand is this is the alcohol controlling you. And that's not like some gimmicky thing like alcoholics say. It's actually your devotion to alcohol is stronger than your commitment to anything else in your life, especially to yourself. You are literally choosing alcohol over everything. It's cunning. It's baffling. It's powerful. But dude, we all already know drinking is an issue for you. Like, we already know that. If you did even like three things on that list earlier, trust me, we've already thought about your relationship with alcohol and considered you might be overdoing it pretty consistently. We see you playing Russian roulette with your family and your lover and your career and your body and your brain and your reputation, all for some grapes that have sat in a barrel for a few years. So when women reach out to me and book a call, I know that I'm up against mountains of arguments that happen in a split second that are convincing her that actually it's not as bad as she made it out to be. She had a bad day and that was all. So many of the women I've talked to recently are stuck there. And if you're stuck there too, that's fine. Just don't reach out to me. Don't do it. I will talk to you and I will try to help you and show you what you need to do next. But like, I'm an entrepreneur, a mother. I'm trying to figure out my own accounting, which is a fucking nightmare. I'm spending a fortune on Facebook ads, learning about metrics. I'm writing copy pretty much all fucking day, coaching my current clients, researching things for them, giving them personalized programming, continuing to adjust and perfect my new program, trying to remember to eat and take a walk, going to coaching calls with my own coaches because all coaches need coaches, and trying to regularly record a podcast. Do not reach out to me until you are ready to take action. Don't do it. Try other things. Read The Naked Mind. Go to AA. Try to cut back on your own. And fail. Fail so many times that by the time you get to me, you are desperate for change. Then, and only then, can I actually help you? Because you are finally willing to be helped. I have a literal step-by-step program for 2 months. Everything you need to know about yourself, alcohol, your life, your thoughts, your behaviors. We spend 2 months building a solid, solid foundation for you. I have assignments that I read and give you feedback on. I have 2 coaching calls a week to keep you accountable, motivated, and never forgetting how fucking incredible you actually are. I don't even ask that you quit drinking in the program. It's actually designed to make you hate yourself less so you don't want to pour fucking poisonous grapes or potatoes down your throat every night. It's fucking perfect. And until you are desperate enough for all of that, do not call me. I love you, but fuck off. I remember the day I decided to stop drinking. It was a rough morning. I was so sick and so embarrassed and so worried, and I decided no more. Then I had to figure out how to make no more happen. I had to call someone, ask questions, go places, do new things. And you need to be that scared of losing everything before you will make changes. So go ahead, my love. Do more damage, murder your liver, your brain. Fuck, even your lungs get inflamed from alcohol use. Kill them all. Fight with your partner, yell at your kids, try not to puke while making their lunches in the morning. Drink in secret. Figure out how you're getting home tonight. Cause a ruckus at every event. Do it. Be free. And when you're at your lowest, you're most scared, begging for me to show you another way, I will be there for you. I won't leave your side. Thank you for listening to another episode of Recovering From Everything, a podcast for everyone who has ever had anything happen to them ever, including a terrible fucking relationship with alcohol. Love you. Talk soon.